The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Dr. Rizwan Bukhari in studio with me today and his wife, Maya Acosta. Welcome, both of you. What a great show this is going to be. We're going to be talking about all kinds of crazy good stuff. And Dr. Riz, he likes to be called Dr. Riz, is Dr. Yes. Rizwan Bukhari. He's a medical doctor and has been practicing vascular surgery in Dallas for more than 20 years. I first met him at the Code Blue documentary, the filming in Fort Worth a couple of weeks ago. And it's so great to see you guys again. It really is. And we've got so much to talk about. We really do. So where do we begin? Where do we? Okay, let me say this. I got my new Paleo magazine. They're one of our sponsors. Want to give a shout out.
Yeah.
Either one.
Don't kill them.
I won't kill them, no. I swear that's a Texan thing, right? It just like came out of me, a shootout. I've been in a few shootouts. Maybe that's why it was subliminally in my brain. Yeah, from back in the day, I'll tell you off the air. All of our listeners have heard the stories before, but some really good ones about being robbed when I was first in business.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well,
I've
treated a few people in shootouts.
Have you?
Yeah. So,
oh, I bet. Yeah.
I avoid them at all costs.
Yeah. Did you ever work at Parkland?
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Dr. Samuel Tuleman. I don't know if you know him. He was my OBGYN. Mm-hmm. Well, he is. I just haven't seen him in a long time. I never go to the doctor anymore, doctor.
Well, if you do what I tell you, you won't have to.
That's exactly right. But he trained at Parkland as well. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing if you, as a vascular surgeon, you handled all kinds of emergency cases like bullet wounds and things like that.
Well, yeah, I was there as a resident, and so as residents, we get to run the emergency rooms, and
yeah.
I got to experience a lot of what we call the knife and gun club.
The knife and gun club. You know what? I'm remembering that because I have a very dear friend, one of my best friends in the world, Dr. Isaac Montemary, who used to work with me at Pizza Patron. He was one of my managers when he was so bright. You know, you Indian guys are all so smart. What's up with that? Right?
Our parents make us do it.
I know they do. It's wonderful. Some of my dearest friends are Indian. But Isaac, he was at the Cleveland Clinic in their emergency room. That's where he did his residency. And the stories that he would tell me, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother's a doctor, too. And his sister, she's like off the charts educator. But what a wonderful family they are. And I think Isaac's father's even a doctor, too.
Wow.
Is your father a doctor, too?
Yeah. My father, my grandfather, and my mother.
Oh, wow. Your mother's a doctor, too? I love it. What does she specialize in?
Well, she was a psychiatrist.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And my father was a vascular surgeon like I am.
I love it.
And my granddad was the village doctor back in the old country, Pakistan.
Wow.
His daughters that is currently in college is also going to be a vascular surgeon. She wants to follow in her father's footsteps.
That's wonderful. And then you have your other two daughters.
Well, I have two total.
You have two total. Okay. So, and they run Nature's Plate as well, right?
Oh, no. That's the other host of the movie, that he was the father to the Nature's Plate.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
I could see how you could get that mixed up.
Yeah.
You didn't see faces, but we talked about it, but you didn't see faces.
Yeah, yeah. Well, right. You know.
So when we did the screening of Code Blue at UNT, the professor, Professor Larko, is the father of Marianne Larko and Annette Baker from Nature's Plate.
Okay,
there you go.
Well, that would make more
sense.
There. Well, I was wondering, you know, I was like, I wonder what their mom looks like, because they clearly didn't look very Indian to me. They didn't have the classic Indian, because all the Indian women that I know are they have a particular look. And I was like, you know, anyway, funny stuff, right? Yeah. But Something you said a minute ago just made me think of a comedian I watched last night for the first time. John Mulaney. Have you guys ever seen him?
No.
You haven't? Have you?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
You
have to check it out. It's new in town. It was on Netflix. It was really, really funny. There was something that you said. He was joking about dating a Jewish woman. And anyway, it was really some really funny stuff. But
well, we'll check him out. Yeah. We like to listen to the Comedy Channel all the time. So.
Oh, you're going to love this guy. He was really funny. Really funny.
That reminds me when you say, I'm not going to repeat any jokes, but on the vegan cruise that we just came from.
Yeah, Chef I wanted to AJ, ask about that.
Well, you might have noticed we're a little tanned.
Yeah. So tell me, I don't know if I've ever heard of a vegan cruise. So what does a vegan cruise look like? What did you guys do?
Okay.
Well, Maya has known about this for years, so I'll let her tell you a little bit about it.
Well, it's I think this is the 16th year.
Really?
Wow. It's called Holistic Holiday at Sea, mm-hmm. and it happens around February or May March.
Yeah, February, March.
Every year.
So do all the big vegan celebrities show up at this?
Like, yes. Dr. Barnard was there. Okay. Dr. Esselstyn. A lot of the Esselstyns and the Campbells were there.
Okay.
And
was Nathan Runkel there from Mercy for Animals or Ingrid Newkirk from PETA?
No, but they did have a couple of other people.
Balcom
from What a Fish Knows, something like that.
Was Pamela Anderson there?
You know, why didn't we have her? We should request to invite her next year.
She may not want to be stuck on a boat with 2,000
crazy vegans.
Her breasts
are famous.
Yeah. And Aspie.
James Aspie was there. And Hi Carp Hannah was there. And Chef AJ was really funny and making her recipes. Yeah. So it was really entertaining, the whole show.
So it's a mix of plant-based people and animal rights vegans. And also holistic type of...
Yeah. They weren't snobby, though. You know, you have to be careful because I'm a ketotarian, so I still eat eggs. I still eat occasionally, although more and more rarely. I eat, like, wild-caught salmon and eggs, a little bit of butter, a little bit of cheese, although they do have some remarkable vegan butters now.
Mm-hmm.
Miyoko's.
And cheeses. Yeah. And cheeses.
And cheeses, too, as well. Yeah, and, like, the Impossible Burger at Hop Dottie. You know, they're... And so you're like, okay, you guys, quit pushing the veganism. You know, I know our listeners maybe are a little annoyed after yesterday's show too, but it doesn't mean that me personally, I want you to eat whatever makes you happy. But if you could eat where an animal isn't harmed a couple days a week, that would make me really happy, you know. Yeah, but
I think it's a great place to start.
It is.
My foray into this world, though, was from our personal health.
Right,
and
yeah.
So that's why I don't necessarily say vegan as much as I say
plant-based
approach. Yeah.
Yeah, and I have to say, you know, I'm very impressed with Nature's Plate because, like, I am astounded by some of their recipes, like the eggless egg salad.
Mm-hmm.
I consider myself an egg salad and a deviled egg connoisseur, as well as a tuna salad connoisseur. Mm-hmm. Growing up in New York, all the delis, you know, you go and you get your deli plate with a scoop of tuna, scoop of egg salad, your rye bread, you know, your pickles, you know, your dill pickles and all that. And so I was astounded by their two items mm-hmm. that they sell there that are the eggless egg salad and the untuna salad.
You're making me hungry.
That have no oil in them.
Right.
And then they use garbanzo beans. I don't know what they do. It's all healthy plant-based food, but it's really delicious, you guys.
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
And we love collaborating with them because for that reason, they bring samples to our talks. Like tonight,
right.
We're doing a showing of A Prayer for Compassion at Unity Church, and they'll be bringing some free samples for people to taste.
Oh, my gosh.
Free, delicious, food.
When you said A Prayer for Compassion, it made me think of the World Peace Diet by Dr. Will Tuttle, who is going to be here with us tomorrow. And I was reading out of his book last night. It's actually, oh my gosh, this book is... I can see why it's a number one Amazon bestseller because it's so beautifully written.
Mm-hmm.
And he speaks in here about a deeper symbolic level. The mask and the usurper represent not only the deluded and convincing ego, but also our native hurting culture, which has spread and conquered less aggressive cultures and still enforces its mentality of domination and its core practice of commodifying and eating animals. It says the usurper conditions... or continues today, attacking nature, women, animals, and the vulnerable as it strives to consolidate, control a few elite hands, and it derives power from the public's regular daily meals of hidden violence. When I read that, I was like, that's so right on. There's so much hidden violence, and that's the part that I fight. And if, like I said yesterday, you know, if you want to have a juicy steak, go ahead, but make sure that the animal hasn't been harmed. And right. we're going to talk more about it, though, what that steak, what as from Dr. Riz, who is a cardiovascular surgeon here in Texas, very experienced, what kind of diet is best to avoid the number one killer in America, which is heart disease.
Right. So what I encourage people to do is, first off, what got us here, 80% of chronic illnesses and most of cardiac disease is caused by our lifestyle and primarily our diet.
Right, and we're going to talk all about it. We're going to tease. We're teasing right now, Dr. Riz.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to send everybody to break for just a second. And when we come back, more with Dr. Riz. He's on the whole show. We're going to be talking about all things health-related that you're going to love learning. Stay tuned, everyone.
You hear the work bell ring. And I march you to the table. You see the same old.
Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Wanting to try CBD but not sure what to trust? Check out H-Hemp H, like healthy, happy, honest. H-Hemp's CBD system makes it simple with one CBD tincture, available in three great tasting flavors. A super powerful breath spray that GQ magazine named a top CBD product. And a topical CBD balm that is simply the bomb. So relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system, available at hhemp.com.
You know, my mom always said, do something well or not at all. Frosted Art Bakery has been around a long time, almost 70 years, doing it well. I was so impressed with the cake that I asked them to make for our special guest, Jen Sincero, the author of the book, You Are a Badass. They actually made a cake that looked exactly like the book. It was incredible. But I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, because Frosted Art Bakery has a reputation for being one of the best bakeries in the Metroplex, serving Dallas, Plano, Frisco, Addison, The Colony, and Southlake. Life is short and you only get one. Enjoy a slice of Frosted Art today. Find them at frostedart.com. That's frostedart.com.
Hello, hello. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I hope that you're missing me, because it makes me feel young. Hello, hello. Last time that I saw your face was recess in second grade.
Welcome back, everyone, to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I have Dr. Rizwan Bakari in studio with me, a.k.a. Dr. Riz, as he likes to be called, and his wife, Maya Acosta. Before we get to our great content that you're not going to want to miss, I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And I wanted to let you know that we will be preempted at noon on Friday, our regular time. Our show will be live at 11 o'clock on Friday instead of 12 noon, because Texas Tech is in the Final Four. So how exciting is that?
Yeah,
so you can listen to the game. Yeah, it'll be great. So you can cheer on Texas Tech. But I also wanted to give a big shout out to our great sponsors, companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shopper, or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Crazy water, you can get it all different kinds of places. I've got a bottle of number 3 right here that I got at Natural Grocers last night. I got a couple of them. And, of course, the H-Hemp Company, use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. H-Hemp is made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics tested by third parties to ensure no pesticides, solvents, or other contaminants. It's non-GMO and contains all natural ingredients. And to create their MCT tinctures, they start with sustainably farmed hemp grown in the United States without pesticides. And then they take the hemp cannabinoid oil. It's extracted and mixed with non-GMO brain-boosting MCT oil, which, of course, is really good for your brain. So check them out at the H Hemp Company. And, of course, Paleo Magazine. I've got my new copy here that's not even on newsstands yet. And I'll read you some of the titles. It's here's what happens when you stop eating grains. 5 movement based ways to combat anxiety. 4 big health boosts from wine. Can't wait to read that one. And how much protein do you really need? So always great recipes as well. So check them out. And of course, the Wellbeing Journal. I've been reading it for years and years. It's one of my favorite magazines. They truly are heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health, because they all do matter. The Wellbeing Journal is now available in both a print and digital version. Order online at wellbeingjournal.com. Okay, let's get to this content. I have so many questions that I want to ask you, Dr. Riz, but let me read your bio so people know what you've got over there in that brain of yours. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Riz Bukhari, medical doctor, has been practicing vascular surgery in Dallas for more than 20 years. He did his residency right here in Parkland in Dallas, Texas. He is the owner of North Texas Vascular Center, where he offers diagnostic services and minimally invasive outpatient procedures. He incorporates plant-based nutrition into his patient lifestyle modification plan. His mission is to empower individuals to take control of their health through better nutrition and a better lifestyle choices. He also hopes to educate other healthcare professionals and physicians on the importance of plant-based nutrition so they too can incorporate this into their patient education and treatment. He has a specific interest in nutrition as it relates to cardiovascular disease, and Dr. Bukhari has spoken alongside Earthling X during his Texas tour promoting the importance of being plant-based for our health, the environment, and for animals. Such an honor to have you in studio.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know if I had anything left to say. You said it all
well,
right
I
there.
Know. I love to be braggadocious about my guests, especially when they worked as hard as you have to educate people on how to live a healthy life, because, I mean, I don't know about you, but, you know, I like being alive and mm-hmm. vibrant, and I mm-hmm. like having a lot of energy, and I like running all over my house and taking care of all of my animals, and I can't imagine not being able to do that. And so I encourage everyone who maybe doesn't have the kind of energy that they want to listen in, because I think Dr. Riz can help you. So again, thank you for joining us today. Let's talk a little bit about your practice in vascular surgery. Can you tell us how you can see the effects of poor eating choices in your patients?
Well, so and in fact, you said something about you want to live a vibrant life. And what I started to notice is that my patients, for the last 10 or 15 years of their lives, are living with chronic illness and are very debilitated. And they're coming back for operation after operation. And they're not getting better. I'm just plugging holes and putting out fires.
Yeah.
And that caused me to, you know, search a little bit deeper about how can we help my patients and help the world not get this sick. And I began to learn that the leading cause of chronic illness in our society today is our diet.
Yeah.
It actually, what we put in our bodies is actually what causes these diseases.
Yeah.
Basically, the way I say it is we are what we eat.
And, absolutely.
And
we
as
are.
I started to delve further into that, I began to realize that it's the standard American diet. It's processed foods, refined foods, very unhealthy. So I settled on a plant-based diet as being the most effective way to prevent disease, but also finding out that what was one of the big things for me is I found out that a plant-based diet can actually reverse the atherosclerosis that I treat.
Wow. Well, you know, if I was just to, you know, speak from all the books I've read, all the magazine articles I've read, everything I've read over the past 20 years,
I would say that the biggest violators are, of course, sugar. Most people know that. Sugar will kill you. It causes cancer. Too much of it is not good for you. It causes inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Bad oils,
yes.
Right? Really bad oils, like vegetable, corn oil, canola oil, which is rapeseed oil, and all these different bad oils. Oils are a big violator. Sugar's a violator. Eating too much meat is a big violation to your health, and not getting enough exercise and sunshine, getting out in nature, which are some of the things that we talked about when I saw you at the Code Blue documentary about lifestyle medicine and how important things are, like taking the time to be quiet in your life, have your alone time, your quiet time, so you can meditate or just sit quietly and read or drink a cup of coffee or whatever it is. So many people undervalue that. Would you agree?
I agree. And so I would add salt to your list.
Oh, salt.
Okay. There you go.
But if it's sea salt, it's okay, right? In moderation?
You know, I think that the...
Come on, doctor.
Does the quality
I gotta tell you from the standpoint of what I treat, and salt in our diet today is a primary contributor to hypertension.
Yes,
we take in so much salt in every source, and then it's in all our foods. It's on the, and we put it on our.
That is
true.
So
we take in almost twice as much salt as we should.
Right,
and that's a leading contributor. If you don't,
that's
add
why it's
salt,
so important to cook at home, isn't it?
Yes, then you know how much is in there.
If I may add, about 70 to 80% of the sodium that we consume actually comes from the processed foods that we eat. So if we were cooking at home, you know, and I would say not everybody can follow a very strict diet, but at the end of your meal, maybe add your sodium then.
Yeah.
You know, add a little bit of salt
and
to flavor.
And pick a good sodium, mineral salt. Like I use the Redmond sea salt. That's what I've used for years. And I buy about the big bag of it and I refill my little thing. But it's a really good mineral salt. There are other ones out there too, but you say no to the mineral salt because we need our minerals too, and we do need a little salt, right?
Well, but we do get enough salt in our foods that we eat.
We do?
Yes.
In the whole foods actually have sodium. Like they have their own sodium.
Yeah, because the salt of the earth, salt is in the earth. But aren't some soils saltier than others?
I haven't eaten any dirt
lately. Maybe I have to check some out.
And I haven't compared an orange from Florida versus an orange from California. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting back to the lifestyle thing and I agree with you completely on that, is that we have gotten away from taking care of ourselves in this society. And for me, I advocate lifestyle medicine, which is not only diet, which is extremely important, but also getting enough sleep.
Oh, gosh.
Getting exercise. Adding to your spirituality, getting time for yourself, whether it's meditation or whatever, and a sense of community as well.
I couldn't agree more. I was actually, I'll see if I can put my hands on it. I was reading something. Here it is. It was 10 scientifically proven ways to be incredibly happy. Well, and if you're happy, you don't have the stress. You have, you know, less high blood pressure. You have a healthier heart, right? But it talked about, of course, exercise can make you happy. Sleep more. You'll be less sensitive to negative emotions. The thing that it talked about in here, where is it? It talked about... spend more time with friends and family, which is basically what you said, because money can't buy you happiness, can it? We all know that. Get outside more. Happiness is maximized at 57 degrees, which is about what it is in Dallas right now today. So everyone out there listening, go outside.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them was to help others. 100 hours a year is the magic number, it says.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
That's great. I mean, being of service.
Yeah, being of service, you know. I have a friend who's sick right now, and she's back in the hospital. It's a friend of mine's mom. I'm going to see her today. I'm gonna make time to go and visit her and make her day better, which will make my day better, because we have all of us. Excuse me, I got so excited. I spun them. I talk with my hands because I'm Italian. Okay, I feel so good when I leave there, because I feel like I've helped a fellow human being, and serving others is so important in happiness, finding happiness.
And isn't it also recommended for people who suffer from depression and things like that, that when you extend your, you know, be of service to other people, you automatically feel better?
Well, yeah, because you take the focus off of, you know, me. I mean, when you focus on yourself, you're not going to be happy, because we all have our faults, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the way to fix it, I say, like you were just saying, is to reach out to others and just do things to help other people in our world. And of course, take care of yourself, sleep well, eat right, all these things that we're talking about. But you know what? We just blew through that. We're going to have to go to break again. But when we come back, I've got a lot here in front of me. I want to talk with you, Dr. Riz. So everyone, stay tuned. Talking with Dr. Rizwan, a.k.a. Dr. Riz, about having great nutrition and getting rid of cardiovascular disease naturally. So stay tuned.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand.
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. H-Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, H-Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. Relax and feel better naturally with the H-Hemp CBD system from hhemp.com.
Bern here. I'm so excited about Sun Warrior's new soil-based probiotic. Just like any ecosystem, your digestive system thrives best when it contains a wide variety of microorganisms that can complement and interact with each other. Sun Warrior's probiotics increase native gut flora, restore the gut-brain connection, aid in digestion, support normal bowel function, and support immune function. Shop Sun Warrior Probiotics at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Wait for a hot summer night.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Sitting by the pool, that'll be nice. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos, and I have Dr. Rizwan. If you're just now tuning in, and his lovely wife, Maya Acosta, Dr. Bakari, who also likes to be called Dr. Riz. He's a medical doctor and has been practicing vascular surgery in Dallas for more than 20 years. We are talking about nutrition and cardiovascular disease and the Code Blue documentary. Okay, so, you know, let's go to this. Okay, so we already talked a little bit about, you know, eating choices and how that affects everything in your life. It really does. I say that it does, because if you're not healthy, you're not having a quality life. There's no way you are having a quality life if you are sick and fighting for your life. And so many people are. They're fighting for their health from a lot of different diseases that are caused by poor nutrition that can be reversed. You know, when I think about, we said the Code Blue documentary, Dr. Sarah Stancic, is that her name?
Sarai Stancic, yes.
Sarai Stancic, okay. Yeah. So she was featured in the film, and she was a medical doctor that had, how old was she when she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis?
It was in her, I think, mid to late 20s.
Yeah, mid to late 20s. Was she doing her residency?
Yes. During her residency.
During her residency, and probably from eating all the junk food in the doctor's lounges.
Just a standard diet.
And just a standard American diet as well, got multiple sclerosis. And how many years did it take her through eating or through practicing lifestyle medicine to heal her body and she healed all the lesions in her brain, correct?
Well, she had, the lesions are still there, but they didn't advance.
They did not advance.
Yeah, but obviously she had clinical improvement. She was very debilitated to the point where she could not continue to go on.
She couldn't even work anymore.
Right. And so by changing her diet to a plant-based diet, she started to improve. And it was a slow thing where, you know, she started on, you know, you saw the thing about the treadmill.
Right.
Where she couldn't even go a few seconds to eventually she was going for 20, 30, 40 minutes, whatever. And it was a gradual process. But I think it was over the course of months to a year.
Right.
But that's not a bad way to, that's not a bad time frame to cure a chronic illness people say you're going to have for the rest of your life.
I remember her saying in the film, well, you know, she was going through medical school and doing her residency. She forgot to exercise. She wasn't exercising. And that's one of the first things that she changed. Well, like you said, getting on the bike. But she had to get to the point where her body and her mind broke down from the poor nutrition, the stress. Going to medical school is so taxing. Is it not?
It is absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, my daughter was in pre-med, and that was kicking her butt, just pre-med. And so I know from my own experience with my daughter. But so lifestyle medicine, though, is more about incorporating the nutrition with getting out into nature, meditation, and exercise, all encompassing, correct?
It's about creating a balance, you know,
creating
about all these things. Yeah. You know, it's we all too often ignore. Here in the United States now, we are sleep deprived as a
I'm sleep deprived right now,
and we tend to be going real fast all the time, going here, going there, going to bed late, getting up early, and it's the studies show that getting a reasonable amount of sleep is one of the best things you can do for your longevity and health.
Yeah, I saw a post. It said, "How much would you pay for a good night's sleep?" So they said. They took a poll, and I guess it was $290.
Wow.
Now, I'd pay a heck of a lot more if I could just get like 8 hours of solid sleep where I don't wake up. But I think part of my problem is I have too many animals, and they're always moving around at night, and I'm a light sleeper.
For sure.
So I'm thinking, okay, I'm either going into another room, and I'm going to get earplugs and, you know, those things that go over your eyes, the whole spiel, so I can get some really solid sleep. I just need it so bad. And, you know, I have monkey mind sometimes because I'm always doing so many things. But I think everyone out there can relate. I don't think there's anyone that hasn't suffered for a couple of days in a row where they cannot sleep. And it drives you mad.
Yeah, well, it's the exception. Getting a good night's sleep here is the exception to the rule. I mean, I agree with you. I think the vast majority of us are sleep deprived.
Yeah, I know. And it was really funny, I thought. So how much would you pay for a good night's sleep?
And plus, we're so overstimulated with television and devices. And constantly always stimulated mentally. And so it is a little bit harder to go to sleep.
It is. And I do think there's the 5G network will send us all over the edge. We've talked about that with Dr. Gabriel Cousins last week. We're going to be talking about it more coming in the future of One Life Radio. But, you know, would you say, what would you say is your prescription to your patients when it comes to diet? What advice do you give them?
So I start by talking to them about how it's our diet that has caused the problem. And, you know, also our lifestyle. Most of my patients are smokers. I tell them they need to quit smoking. And because smoking is part of the process that injures the blood vessel that then allows the atherosclerosis to form. And it's an inflammatory process. You touched on inflammation earlier and sugar. And inflammation is very much a part of our diet. And so what I encourage them to do is start thinking about eating more fruits and vegetables, more foods that are in their natural healthy state. Don't take a eggplant and bread it and fry it.
Yeah.
But so eat natural healthy foods. I tell them to eliminate processed foods and refined foods from their diet. That'll get rid of a lot of the bad fats. It'll get rid of a lot of the sugars. And then I encourage them to start thinking about eating less meat. Everybody knows we should be eating less meat than we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Less meat, less cheese, less dairy, less eggs. And, you know, everybody will find their place on this. But the best thing they can do when they start is eliminate refined foods and processed foods and eat more fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, it is. And there's some really fantastic products that have come out to serve people that want to eat less animal protein. I was saying Miyoko's, is that the name of the cultured butter and the cheeses that they make? I had some last night. I had a veggie pot pie made by, what's the name of that famous brand? I can't think of it right now. But I made a fresh salad, you know, with all fresh vegetables. I went to a natural grocer, but I bought two vegetable pot pies with tofu in them and baked them. And then I put some butter on top of the plant-based butter because I just love butter.
Is that part of your paleo thing?
Well, no, butter? I just have always loved butter. I mean, but in moderation, I just love butter. But I have to tell you, like I said, that Miyoko's cultured European butter is an excellent replacement. And I'm pretty fussy when it comes to my butter, but it satisfies me enough to say, okay, I can do this. I can do this and have a healthier planet and have a healthier me.
Yeah, that stuff's amazing.
It really is. I brought it in here to put on crackers a couple of weeks ago.
We ate the whole thing.
We ate the whole thing.
One thing I've learned is that we can make plant-based cheeses, butters, oils, and different things like that. That tastes just as good as the non-plant-based ones.
Yeah.
But what I would recommend is all of that in moderation because those are still processed foods.
Right. Yeah.
And they still have high fat content and are still refined. One of the things that's important about fruits and vegetables and their natural foods is that they have the fiber, the phytonutrients, the minerals, the antioxidants. All of those things are still a part of the food when you eat it as a whole food. As an example, if you eat an orange, you're getting all of those things.
Uh-huh.
If you drink orange juice, you've pretty much removed a fair amount of those things. So orange juice is a refined or a processed food, whereas an orange is a whole food.
Right.
And if I may add, when people ask, you know, we're talking about oils and salt and sugar, people always ask, well, why not? Why not this? Why not that? And, you know, Michael Greger said it best, the author of How Not to Die.
He's been on the show multiple times.
Love Dr. Michael Greger.
I love him.
He's one of my favorites. But he says, by the time you graduate from high school, you graduate with the foundation for atherosclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
So they've autopsied children and teenagers that have, you know, passed away from accidents and have found fatty streaks, and Riss can probably speak more about that. So there, we have traces already. It just depends on whether you want to reverse what you already have.
Yeah.
And so when people say they don't have problems eating, you know, fried foods and things like that, it's like, well, you may already have a foundation.
Yeah,
right.
I think the unfortunate problem is that the thing that causes it is decades removed from the disease that kills you, or you lose a leg or something like that. Interestingly enough, when I finished my training back in the 90s, we knew that teenage 18, 19, 20-year-old vets coming back from Vietnam had fatty streaks in their arteries when they were autopsied.
Wow.
Today, we're seeing those fatty streaks in kids that are 12 and 13 years
old. Okay, and so for people that don't know what fatty streaks are, can you explain?
So a fatty streak is basically the beginning of the atherosclerotic process. It's the deposition of some plaque in the artery that you can see. It still hasn't caused a blockage, but you can kind of see under the lining of the artery that there's this yellow calcified fibrotic deposition that's starting to occur. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's going to continue to grow and grow and grow over decades into a complete blockage.
You just made me think of something, and so I'm going to brag about Nature's Plate again because I love their food. It makes my life so much easier. And there's more locations now. I'm sorry if you don't live in Dallas, you don't have one yet. But yeah, they use no oils. And like I said, my untuna salad and my eggless egg salad, mm-hmm. I don't know how they do it, but they use garbanzo beans, chickpeas, mm-hmm. And I don't know what else they put in it. Well, they put a lot of celery and like dill and stuff like that, but no oils. Yes. How do they do that? I need to know.
Well, you know, stick with us. What you're going to learn over time. And what you learn is that we don't need oil to make our food taste good.
I know. What about olive oil now? I got to stand up for olive oil. Olive oil is good for you.
No, it's not.
Oh, come on now.
The reality is any oil. We weren't made to take in a processed food that's just pure oil.
Yeah.
Eat the olive, not olive oil.
Well, you know, my dad's Italian. We ate a ton of olives. We had olive oil every night we had a salad every single night growing up, typically with spaghetti and salad and Italian bread and butter is what I grew up on like 5 days a week. But my dad was so
funny.
Sounds
tasty.
My dad died with almost every one of his teeth in his mouth. He had beautiful skin and a full head of hair at like 98. Okay. And this was just a few years ago he passed away. But his hair, he used to say, he would put cider vinegar and olive oil on his hair. And I used to joke with him, and all of my listeners have heard this multiple times. I used to tell my dad, stop it, you smell like a salad. But he totally believed in it. I have to say, he did live to be 98 and he looked darn good. So, you know.
Well, that's wonderful.
Prostate cancer took him out of the game. They say if you live long enough, cancer will get your prostate. Is that right, doctor?
For men, at least with our current society, it is it's as common, almost as common as breast cancer is for women. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So much to talk about. Everyone, stay tuned. More coming up with Dr. Riz. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights and plan on joining us in Austin at our state capitol on March 28th as we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to TexansForVaccineChoice.com. Again, that is TexansForVaccineChoice.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infant's faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Thank you for that, Amy Winehouse. Wow, she died way too young. Wow, wow, wow. But everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette, as I said, with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Dr. Rizwan Bukhari in studio with me and his lovely wife, Maya Acosta. Dr. Riz, if you're just now joining us, is a medical doctor and has been practicing vascular surgery in Dallas, Texas for more than 20 years. I love this guy. I met him back a few weeks ago at the Code Blue documentary, and his mission is to empower individuals to take control of their health through better nutrition and better lifestyle choices. Okay, so let me ask you this. When did you discover the benefits of eating plant-based food or whole foods?
So my journey started about 5 years ago. My wife actually took me to see Rip Esselstyn, who's a firefighter who wrote the Engine 2 Diet
book.
And he's also the son of Dr. Esselstyn, who he's the one who wrote a book about reversing atherosclerosis. So when I saw Rip, I got interested in, then we saw Forks Over Knives, which is a documentary. And then I read,
got it right here. It's a beginner's guide to it, plant-based primer.
Then I read Dr. Esselstyn's work and the China study. And suddenly I realized that this disease that I treat, which I had been telling all my patients for years, was incurable. And it's basically a terminal illness that's going to kill them someday, that I could counsel them on a way to lessen the impact or maybe even reverse the disease. And if I get to people early enough, I can teach them how to prevent the disease. Oh. And so that's where the journey started. And also for me, along the way, I've always been interested in my own health.
Of course, I always
thought I was doing what was right and exercising and eating right. And so this was just a part of my journey to get to where now I've settled on a plant-based diet.
The Indian culture eats very healthy, do they not?
To some extent, it's unfortunately, they use a lot of oils.
Do they?
And a lot of butter and a lot of something called ghee.
Ghee.
But we've actually been, my mom wrote a cookbook.
Really?
And published it several years ago. I think you can still get it on Amazon. But what we're doing is we're taking her recipes and we're improving them, making them more plant-based by getting rid of the bad components like the oils and the butters and the meats.
Yeah, interesting.
And the cheeses.
Well, this is one of the most important questions I think I could ask you because it's something that I am incredibly passionate about. So what does the future health of our children look like and based on the way they are eating now?
Well, I'm worried. I'll just give you the current trajectory is that 20 years ago when I finished my fellowship, 3% of Americans had diabetes. Today, 10%.
Yeah, and it's increasing every day.
Yeah, and today, 2/3 of Americans are obese or overweight. All of these things are leading to diabetes, hypertension, and then those are contributing factors to atherosclerosis. Mm-hmm. We are, as a nation, throwing trillions of dollars. In fact, we spend more money on healthcare today than we ever have, but we're not getting healthier. We're actually getting sicker. More people are dying of cardiovascular disease. There's more cancer. We're better at treating these things, and I'll pat myself and all my Western medicine doctors on the back by saying we're very good at treating disease.
Yeah.
But what we have to do is we now have to start preventing disease.
Yeah.
And the best way to do that is through a plant-based nutrition.
Well, absolutely. And there are great stories out there, remarkable stories, if you will, like Dr. Stancic's, mm-hmm. What was the name of the guy that was with Sun Warrior that completely, he was on like 25 different prescription drugs. I can't think of his name right now. Yeah. I'll pull it up this week. But an amazing story. He was like 200 pounds overweight on like 26 different prescription drugs and went on a plant-based diet. That's how he became,
ambassador.
Thank you very much. I told you I'm sleep deprived. My brain's not working, and I probably am dehydrated too. I need to drink my crazy water. But amazing stories about these people that have healed their bodies by just being meticulous a little bit about what they put inside their body. You hear it over and over again, and so many people are on prescription drugs in this country, and one leads to another, which leads to another. You mm-hmm. know that as a cardiovascular surgeon. It's one of the most common things, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. One in two Americans at the age of 50 is on some prescription med.
Wow.
And that's crazy. Yeah. At 50 years old, we should still be healthy.
Well, it's crazy.
It's not the case.
The side effects. I was reading a book last night about from Dr. Mendelsohn. He's passed away many years ago, but he wrote a book in 1992 warning about all the prescription drugs out there, listing 50 in just this one book, which probably they've all been renamed 10 times since. But even like Motrin, how bad it is for you. Dr. Mercola talks about it. Mm-hmm. All these drugs that can cause depression, the side effects. Even Humira, I had it ready to prepare. I'll probably read it tomorrow about how Humira actually can make you have worse. They prescribe it for multiple things, like psoriasis, Crohn's disease,
inflammatory problems.
And that it can make all those things worse.
Yeah, it can kill you.
It can kill you.
There's a significant risk of death from it, in my opinion.
Yes. FDA called them out on it.
Why not change your diet?
Why not change your diet
first? You know, and because we know that. So the American diet is inflammatory. And so if we can change that, we can get rid of so many of these chronic inflammatory conditions. You asked about my children. For the last 3 years, the average lifespan of the American has been decreasing. That's the first time in 100 years that we are now expected to live less than our previous generation. Yeah. And so that doesn't bode well for our children, and it's a result of what we're doing to ourselves.
Well, you know, I was speaking about my father earlier, and my father had me. I think I was born when he was in his early 50s. And so, but my father, guess what he didn't do? My father never really ate meat. He decided, I think in his 40s, that he just didn't want to eat meat. He was Italian, so he was on the Mediterranean diet. Mm-hmm. Of course, we didn't eat much fish because we couldn't afford it, and we were in upstate New York where there's not a lot of fish up there unless it's from Ontario, freshwater fish. But nonetheless, my dad used to, he just, had a very strong opinion about eating meat even 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. And as I said, he died at 98 years old, full head of hair, all of his teeth, healthy, beautiful skin, and prostate cancer took him out of the game. But there is something to this, and there is a lot of science to back this up as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm a scientist. I'm a physician and a scientist at heart, and my decision didn't just come from stories or somebody's telling me about it. It was based on looking at the data. There's lots of data out there to back this up.
I know that a lot of patients, you have trouble with this. I heard this through the grapevine, that a lot of them don't want to change their diet. And then I read a quote that it's easier for a man to change his religion than it is his diet. Is that true?
Probably, at least from what I've seen. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've grown up. Our culture and what if you're 60 years old and your doctor comes and tells you to change your diet, well, you've had 60 years of people telling you this is okay.
Yeah.
And so we begin to believe, our belief set is that this is the right way to do it. And so it's very hard to break out of that box. And so what it takes for many of my patients is a life-threatening event or losing a limb or having a stroke. And then they'll come to me and say, well, what can I do?
What can I do?
And unfortunately, I mean, something bad's already happened to them. What I want is I want to get the word out so people can do this before something bad happens to them.
Yeah, and you can do it in baby steps.
Right.
I still eat eggs. I still eat fish once in a while. I'm mostly, like I said, always been Mediterranean for the most part. Mm-hmm. I was a vegetarian for many, many years, but it's very difficult for me to give up, as I already said, my butter, my eggs. But I'm trying to do it in moderation because, as you said, you know, all that oil, we don't need it. It's really not good for you.
Right. And, well, got good news for you. There's a plant-based egg substitute coming out that'll taste just like eggs.
Really?
So I'll tell you more about
that. It's called Just Eggs.
Yeah.
Just Eggs?
Yeah, we've seen them.
Yeah.
All right. I want them as a sponsor.
Yeah.
If they're doing things right.
You heard it from me. Let's investigate it further.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I can't wait to have you guys back in studio. What a pleasure it's been. Dr. Rizwan Bukhari, and where can we find you?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I look forward to coming back. I've got an Instagram called Dr. Riz Bukhari. We have a website called plantbaseddfw.com. We also run a couple of meetup programs as
All
well.
All right. So it's plantbaseddfw.com. We got to go, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and eat a cucumber.
That's good.